The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For more than a half century, the prevailing story of how the first humans came to the Americas went like this. Some 13,000 years ago, small bands of Stone Age hunters walked across the land bridge between eastern Siberia and western Alaska, eventually making their way down an ice-free inland corridor to the heart of North America. Chasing steppe bison, woolly mammoth, and other large mammals, these ancestors of today's Native Americans established a thriving culture and eventually spread south to the tip of South America. In recent years, however, the discovery of archaeological sites in North and South America show that humans have been on the continent 1,000 or even 2,000 years before the supposed first migration. A subsequent theory, known as the Kelp Highway, posits that as the massive ice sheets covering western North America retreated, the first humans arrived on the continent not only by foot, but by boat. Supporting that idea are archaeological sites along the west coast of North America that date back 14 to 15,000 years. Talk about the first people.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.